I'm glad you decided to sit here with me. I know that most of the train is empty, and there's plenty of other places you could have chosen to sit, but I am very glad that you're here next to me right now. I know we've only made just the barest little bit of polite conversation while we were waiting on the platform, but I don't know. I feel like we almost have a connection, don't you think? Like, I'm certain you feel it too. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, maybe, just maybe, a little bit of it has to do with this top that I'm wearing. I know, it's just on the verge of being too low cut to wear in the daytime, but I don't know. I love being able to wear this necklace. It's one of my favorites, and it hangs so low, just sort of nestles right in there between my breasts, and, well, I like being able to show it off. And after all, it caught your eye, didn't it? That's what you were looking at, right? My pretty necklace. Oh, you don't have to blush. I like the attention. Besides, there's a certain look that comes over the eyes of certain types of boys. And when I see that look, I know so many things about that person. Things that they might not even know about themselves, actually. I know quite a few things about you already, in fact. Lean in a little closer, and I'll tell you a few of them. The train might be mostly empty, but we still don't want anyone to hear our private conversations, do we? Oh, that's good. Excellent. You see, I know that you started off checking out my breasts. I don't blame you. They're lovely. They're definitely eye-catching, aren't they? Yes, I know. But really, when all is said and done, it was my necklace that held your attention, don't you think? One of the things I love about this pretty little necklace, you see how it's a nice, big, dark blue stone, no setting, just dangling right there, right at the top of my cleavage. There are so many facets and faces, there's so many places for the light to catch and sparkle and draw the eye. And when you look at it, sparkling and shining, oh, it makes it hard to draw your eyes away, doesn't it? Yes, I know. You see, it moves. Shines glitters with every breath, because you can see it just rises and falls with my chest, sparkling and shimmering and oh, so hard to look away from. Every breath making it glitter. Every breath making it sparkle. My breathing is nice and slow and even, so it catches so much of the light. That glittering, sparkling shine moving slowly with the rhythm of my breath, up and down, in and out, over and over. And over again. Some boys find it almost hypnotic. I see this look come across their faces, and I can see that they're already halfway there, all on their own. I saw that look come across your face, and I knew then that this was going to be a very, very fun train ride for me. For what it's worth, I think it's going to be a very, very fun train ride for you too. All you need to do is just keep breathing along with me. Just keep looking at the pretty, sparkly, shimmering pendant I'm wearing. And when your eyes get distracted and start to wander to my cleavage, know that that's okay too. It's so dark. It seems unfathomably deep, doesn't it? My cleavage. Like you could just get lost in there. Like you could just dive deep. Like you could sink so deeply down. Down, down into the dark there. Yes, that's it. That's right. Just like that. This is quite fun for me. You know, this is one of my favorite games. I want to make sure that you have fun too. I want to make sure that this is one of your favorite games. Also, I have something amazing that I can do. It's pretty fantastic, really. I learned from the best, and I've spent a lot of time practicing besides. Would you like to know what it is? Yes, of course you would. I have something special that I can do on command. Something that happens every time I want it to. You see, I can make these really intense, really powerful waves of pleasure roll through someone without even touching them. And I know that to you it almost seems far-fetched, but here we are in quite an unlikely situation together. So clearly, I've got my finger on the pulse of something unusual. And certainly you can understand how someone that could do something like this to you could do something as easy sending pleasure pouring through someone's body without touching. Let me show you. I'll show it to you in slow-mo first, because after all, you've been such a good boy, haven't you? When this wave of pleasure starts, it starts with my words, of course. So, for you, for example, those words would be, good boy. And the second they slide out of my mouth, you can feel the warmth running down your spine, just like that. You can feel the heat of pleasure, that rushing, warm tingling of lust and anticipation building in the pit of your stomach. You can feel it starting to pulse outward, flowing out of you, down all of your limbs, your arms, your legs, your cock. Let pleasure at the center of you radiating outwards, pulsing through every inch of you, making you feel hot and ready and alive. It's good, isn't it? Yes, of course it is. The lovely thing about it is that it happens so much faster when I haven't slowed it down for demonstration purposes. Would you like to see? I'd be happy to demonstrate. Oh, I know, but the thing is that I don't use those special words for no reason. You have to give me a reason to say them. You have to make me pleased with you in order for me to praise you, reward you. So, tell me something sweet, darling. Tell me that you love seeing me smile. Oh, perfect. That's just what I wanted to hear. You are such a good boy. Oh, see how fast that is? See the way it just rushes through you, pulses through you, races through your body, lighting you up for me. Oh, yes. You love that, don't you? It's easy to see how a person could get hooked on that feeling. How a person might want it and crave it and ache for it. So you, pet. Yes, you are my pet now. You always have been. You just didn't know it till now. So you, pet, you're going to want that lots and lots, aren't you? In fact, you can imagine yourself looking for me on that platform every day. Couldn't you? And once you've found me, of course you'll want to come sit next to me so that we can chat and talk and play and maybe, just maybe, perhaps, you'll make me smile. Do something for me that makes me want to reward you. Wouldn't you? Aw, see? Look how eager you are. I knew you were a good boy. Oh, I do love watching you shiver. You'd better be a little quieter, though. Keep that moan to yourself. There are other people on this train, and I won't have them thinking anything untoward. Certainly not of me. I'm a fine, upstanding young lady. Oh, yes, we are going to have so much fun. And you are going to have a lovely time, too. But just as I can't have the other passengers thinking anything untoward of me, I can't have you thinking anything untoward of me either. Can I? No, I wouldn't want that. One of the things I like is when these acts of service come from you, not in hope of reward, at least not consciously, but just because you like to see me smile. Just because you know that when I praise you, it makes you feel fucking fantastic. Feel so amazing that you simply can't help yourself. So of course we're going to have to make sure that you only remember the most relevant parts of our playtime together. You don't need to remember all the details of the little chat we've had, do you? No, of course you don't. And when you get off the train, when we've played in the future, I don't think you need to remember all the little details either, do you? No. I'll be in and out of your mind, like a dream, like a fantasy. Something that you daydream about, and every once in a while you sit down and realize that you weren't daydreaming at all. And every time you get on the train with a box of chocolates and don't know why, every time you show up with a bouquet of flowers and can't remember where you got them, we'll have a lovely time together. It'll all flood back to you, but only while we're playing. After all, you don't need it the rest of the time, do you? While we're together, we'll be together. You'll remember every word, breath that we've ever played together. And when you leave, it'll just gently fade until it's time to come back again. Now I want to play with you. My stop is coming soon. So I'm going to pull you up, bring you back out. You need to be here so that you can play with me for the very first time. I want you to see how good it feels. So when I count from 10 to 1, you'll find yourself awake, ready to play with me. Ready to be my good boy. And when I get off the train, this is going to fade and become what you think is a very hot fantasy until you see me again. Because trust me, you will see me again. 10. Coming up now. 9. Getting closer. 8. Remembering your training. 7. Incorporating the lessons. 6. You will remember what I want you to remember. 5. You will forget what I want you to forget. 4. You're mine, all mine. And 3. You're so ready to play. 2. You want this. You need this. You're so close to being back and aware. 1. Awake, refreshed, relaxed. Aren't you? Yes. Yes, you look like you've had a very good time, haven't you? Oh, yes, of course you have. Oh, look at you. I've been having a very good time, too. Did you know that? It's true, I have. I'll tell you one thing, though. One thing that I could really use right now. You see these heels that I'm wearing? They're so, well, uncomfortable. You wouldn't mind doing me the favor of kneeling down and undoing the buckles on them, would you? I need to take them off, and I just don't want to crouch in the floor here. I'm sure you understand. Oh, thank you. You are a good boy to have around, aren't you? You know, when I said that, the shiver that ran through you, oh, I love it. It never gets old. But you really are going to have to watch that moan, pet. Because if you don't, everyone around us is going to turn and look, and then they'll see you on your knees, helping me out of my shoes, your face just inches from, well, so many lovely bits of me. Do you know that these stockings I have on are thigh high? Oh, have I made you a little hot down there? You seem a little uncomfortable. Why don't you sit down across from me this time? And I'll put my feet in your lap, so that I don't get my pretty little thigh highs filthy with them brushing around on the floor. You wouldn't mind, would you? Oh, you are such a good boy, aren't you? Oh, the way you bite your lip, struggling to hold in your moan. You know, that gets me really, really hot. Ugh, I just love doing it to you. I know. I'm so mean. I'm terrible. I'm just the worst, aren't I? Oh, tell you what. Why don't you drape that blanket over both of us, my lap, my legs, my feet in your lap. Get us all nice and covered up together here. Why don't you do that? Oh, you move so fast to obey. You're such a good boy. I'm so pleased with you. Oh, goodness. You're starting to get overwhelmed with that, aren't you? When I say it to you over and over again, so many times in a row like that, it just gets so much more intense and gets you hotter and hotter. And, you know, I wonder if we could use that trigger on you enough to make you come. You see, I bet we could. One of these days we're going to have to give it a go, aren't we? Oh, you are so game for anything, aren't you, my sweet? Good boy. Oh, yes, I know, I know. If you thought that was difficult, though, I hate to tell you, but I'm noticing under my feet just how hard you are. You are quite hard. You're straining in those pants. You're gonna have to be careful. You don't want to break the zipper. Oh, now what if I were to run my toes up and down, just up and down your throbbing, hard, barely contained cock? What if I were to do that? Nice and slow. Yeah, just like this. Oh, you like that, don't you? Of course you do. You have to be so quiet, though. You'd better hold it in. Keep that moan to yourself. You can't be all noisy and loud. You can't attract any attention. See, right now it's just two people who are pretty friendly with each other, clearly having a fun, intimate little conversation on the train. No, if you moan too loudly, if you can't contain yourself, well, I'm going to have to stop. And you don't want me to stop, do you, pet? No, I didn't think so. You do want me to keep going, don't you? Yes, of course you do. Of course you do. You know, if I flip around and sit right on the other side of you, like this, oh, the look on your face when I wriggle by you is just everything, pet. You know, if I sit here, I've got a good eye out and we have a bit more privacy, and this blanket is already over your lap. Why don't you take your hand and reach down? I want you to do something for me. I want you to slowly start to stroke yourself. Just gently. You don't even need to take it out. Just start to touch. I want to see what your face looks like when you're pleasuring yourself. I want to see you strain more to keep that moan in, because that definitely gets me hot. You know, I could get up at any time. You don't know where my stop is, and neither does anyone else. I could just be gone. So don't be shy. Just do it for me. I want to enjoy it. And you want to make me happy. Isn't that right? Yes, I know it is. Good boy. Oh, I know, it's a whole other feeling when I say it and you have your hand on your cock. it just gives you the most intense urges, doesn't it? Yes, I know. I know. I want it too, but I'm better at being quiet than you are. You really are going to have to be better about that. I don't want to stop. I'm having the best time. And you don't want me to stop. 'Cause you're having the best time too. Aren't you? Yes, I know. I know. You want it so much. You're getting close, aren't you? Oh, I love seeing you wriggle. I love seeing you squirm. I want to hear you beg, though. Begging is much more fun for me. Now you'll have to be quiet. You don't want to get busted, do you? Say, please. Oh, yes. I can hear the need in your voice. I love it. I love it so much that I want another. Give me one more. Give me one more, please. Oh, yes. That's very nice. Now, let's see. You are desperate to come. And I am very much enjoying your desperation. Tell me, do you think that I should make you come right here in public? Right here, just like this. My question is, can you hold it in? My question is, can you be sufficiently discreet? I'm not interested in getting busted, and I guarantee you that if I do, you'll never see me again. So if that's your motivation, to be very, very, very quiet, then you should use that. Because I know you're already motivated, aren't you? You're all mine, isn't that right? Yes, my good boy, and you'd do anything for me, wouldn't you? Oh, see, I told you you were a good boy. Oh, that's it. You're working so hard, aren't you? All that pleasure running through you. Good boy. You love this so much, don't you? You're mine to do as I please with. Isn't that right? Yes, good boy. What a good boy you are. Oh, is that just the worst? Am I just so mean? This non-stop onslaught of pleasure. You don't want to come in your pants, do you? No. You should take it out. Here, I've got a little something for you in my bag. Now, take your cock in your hand under that blanket and start to stroke. Be discreet. Yes, good boy. But I want you to remember one thing. Your orgasm belongs to me just as much as all the rest of you does. You don't get to come until I tell you to come. You wouldn't want me to be unhappy with you, would you? No, you wouldn't. That would just crush you. You want to please me. You want to keep me so happy with you because I can do so many yummy things to you. We've only scratched the surface here, do you know that? It's true. Let me tell you, pet, every time we play, it's going to get better and better. Every time we play, I'm going to take you deeper and deeper and do dirtier and dirtier things with you. Maybe sometime I'll make you get off the bus with me, take you to a few places I think you would very much enjoy. You understand, don't you, that you're not to come until I allow you? Yes, good boy, I knew you would get it. I knew you would get it immediately. Stroke for me, that's it, that's right. It's good, isn't it? It's delicious, isn't it? You love stroking for me, hidden and quiet and under this blanket. You love thinking about all of the possibilities that are presenting themselves to you right now. There are so many dirty places that I can take you, and I know that you know it. You do, don't you? Think of all those images flickering around underneath your eyelids right now, and all of the dominant, depraved, dirty things that you can envision me doing to you. Yes, it's getting you closer and closer, isn't it? Oh, what a good boy you are, stroking to thoughts of me. What a good boy you are, getting so close and being so quiet. What a good boy you are, making me happy, holding back that orgasm. It's going to be massive, I can tell. Do you want my permission? Do you want my permission to come, pet? Yes, of course you do. You're such a good boy. You crave my permission, don't you? Yes, I know. Good. I'm going to count you down from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you have my permission to come. 5, you're such a good boy. 4, waiting for my permission, a good boy. 3, you're so close, you can't take it anymore. 2, you need this so bad, so bad, you're so close. Are you ready to come for me, my good boy? Are you ready to come hard for me? Good, 1, come for me. That's it, good boy, good boy, good boy, that's it. Be quiet, don't get us caught. Be a good boy and be quiet, come for me. Come on for me. Yes, that's it. That's right. Just like that. Yes. Now, pet, clean up. Put yourself away. That's right. You'll remember what you need to remember, and you'll forget what you need to forget. But for now, pet, this is my stop, and I'm going to get off. And then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to get off again thinking about what you and I just did right here. Be looking out for me. I'll be seeing you again soon.